Call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were enlightened, you endured a great conflict of sufferings, partly being made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly becoming partakers with them that were so used. You know, when you first come to a knowledge of the truth, not everyone understands, do they? Family members, friends, people treat you different. They treat you differently because they see that you're not walking in the same way that they walk. They see that you don't eat the same things, that you don't do things on certain days. They see that you don't laugh at certain jokes or go in certain directions with other things. And you feel out of place. But this is something that we must do, brothers and sisters. This life is hard. There's no question about it. I don't have to belabor this point. But we also knew that it would be worse after we converted. Because in addition to the regular wear and tear of life, now we knew we'd also have to kick against the grain, so to speak. Now we'd really feel like fish out of water. All you have to do is look at the situation with the dietary laws to understand that. If you don't feel that pressure, go to a restaurant where there's absolutely nothing that looks like it might be clean and start asking questions, and you will immediately find out what that pressure is like and the kind of description that we're seeing here. But still, we must persevere because it is the right thing to do, and because in the end, we will be vindicated when the judge of the whole earth has his final say. We must be patient, and we must trust in him. I know it's a tall order, but it really is that simple. We must bite the bullet and press forward, knowing that our latter end will be greater than the troubles we go through from day to day. That is our faith. That is our hope. Now, perhaps the greatest pronouncement concerning backsliding can be found in one of the most powerful works ever written, in my opinion, the book of the prophet Jeremiah. And let's go over to chapter 3, and we'll begin with verse 6. That's Jeremiah 3, beginning with verse 6. Now, we already saw in Hosea the prophecy against Israel, the northern kingdom. But what about Judah? Jeremiah 3:6. Moreover, Yahweh said to me in the days of Josiah the king. And of course, Josiah was a king very famous for trying to reform the nation of Judah, to get them away from these things that they're being accused of here. But apparently it wasn't enough. Moreover, Yahweh said to me in the days of Josiah the king, have you seen that which backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there has played the harlot. What does this mean? It means that they had fallen into idolatry. Now let's continue reading. And I said, after she had done all these things, she will return to me. There's hope. Yahweh has hope in his heart. No, she can't really be serious about this. She's going to return to me. But she returned not. And her treacherous sister Judah saw it. And I saw when for this very cause that backsliding Israel had committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorcement. Yet treacherous Judah, her sister, feared not, but she also went and played the harlot. So Israel came under punishment under the hands of Assyria, and Judah saw this, and instead of repenting of their evil, they went forward anyway, believing it's not going to happen to me. Now, before we continue reading, let's just put this into a modern-day context. Brothers and sisters, you don't have to bow before piece of stone in order to go into idolatry. You know this.